This meeting is being recorded.
We are in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura. And Simon Samach Gimel. So we saw yesterday that you're not really supposed to be lying down for Kriya Shema. It's not considered covered. You are not obligated or even permitted to stand up because, as the Shulchan Aruch told us in Siv Gimel, then you are paskening like Beis Shammai. And in fact, that's where we're up to right now. So have a look in Siv Beis, excuse me. Have a look at the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Hei. The Shulchan Aruch said, "Misha roitza lahachmir la'amoid." If you want to be machmir to stand up for Kriya Shema, remember we're talking about Kriya Shema in the morning. Kishu yoshev, as you are currently sitting down, then that's called an avrayan. You're considered to be a transgressor, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hei. Misha roitza, why? The halacha kebeisilo. Because we absolutely paskin like Beis Hillel. The Svir Alei, he holds the Hodek Siv, that which is written, quote unquote, Ubekumecho, Ein HaKavona, the intention is not Ba'amida, that you necessarily have to stand up Kedas Beis Shammai. Rather, Elo Bizman, it is referring to the time Shederech Bnei Odom Lokum. It is the time that the norm of people is to stand up, mimitosom, from their beds. Not like Beis Shammai, who said, no, it actually means you have to physically stand up. V'osur lo'i lahachmir. And he's not allowed to be machmir like Beis Shammai. V'afilu ein hakavona ba'amidosa. This is very important. Even if your intention while standing up is not la'asois kebe shai, elo, for another reason, for example, la'oirer hakavona. So imagine you are sitting down during shachris in shul, in the normal way, everybody sits down for Kriya Shema, and you for some reason feel that if you stand up, you'd have more kavona. So my intention by standing is not to ignore Beis Hillel and paskin like Beis Shammai. I'm doing so purely for reasons of kavana. Uchadayma, says the Mishnah Brura, that nonetheless, afilu hochi asa, it would still nonetheless be asa. Ubein bayoim, ubein balaylo. Even if your intention is not to paskin like Beis Shammai, but rather I'm doing so for other reasons, it would be asa. Afal pikein. Ein tzorich bozeh lachzor v'likreis b'di'eved. You do not, however, need to recite Kriya Shema once again. Now, why is this a chidush? Because if you remember, we saw in the Gemara, there were a number of opinions with regard to this. One opinion is that you must not paskenai Beis Shammai. Another opinion was that if you do paskenai Beis Shammai, you're not even yoitza the mitzvah, which would necessarily require you to recite Kriya Shema again.
Again.
And the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that no, we do not pasken that far. Yes, we pasken, we may not pasken like Beis Shammai, but if indeed you did so for whatever reason, you are yoitza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you do not need to recite Kriya Shema once again. Now, go to the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Zayin. It's on the fifth wide line. We're not going to learn every Mishnah Brura here, but the main ones. La'amoid. Remember, you're sitting down. and he wants to be machmir to stand up. Says the Mishnah Brura, dafka bozeh hu da'asa. It's only in this particular manner that it is asa, meaning you are currently sitting and you decide to stand. Why is that asa to do? For reasons that we said before. Mishum shenire, because it would appear that if he does so, shenire lakoel, it appears to everybody, do mishum chumra ka'ovid, that he is doing so as a chumra, meaning he'd like to be machmeh for the opinion of Beis Shammai, and that exactly is what's forbidden to do. However, what about in the opposite direction? Aval im oimeid yochel eishev. But if you are currently standing, you are allowed to sit down. Da'oz einoi nired mishum chumra ka'ovid. Because if, again, we're talking about Kriya Shema in the morning, if you're standing, you decide to sit, that doesn't appear to anybody as if you're trying to be machmir. To the contrary, if you really wanted to be machmir like Beis Shammai, you would have ensured that you stay standing. So when people see you sitting down, what do they think to themselves? Rak mishum de sarech leishev, because he needs to sit down, and that's fine. V'davka b'shachris, however, that all applies only in shachris. Aval ba'aravis, when it comes to ma'ariv, if you are standing up and you decide to sit down, well, then you're in trouble. Why are you in trouble for ma'ariv? Because when it comes to ma'ariv, according to Beis Shammai, indeed, you're not supposed to be standing up. So by virtue of the fact that you have sat down, what will people say, says Mishnah Brura? Bavo ba'aravis, ein loy lahatois. V'leishev, you should not now incline yourself and sit. Kesha oimed, if he's currently standing. D'nire d'oisa k'beis Shammai, because that really would then appear like you're being machmir for Beis Shammai. Now you have to understand over here. According to Beis Shammai, how must Kriya Shema at night be recited? Lying down. So what happens if I'm currently standing up and I lie down in order to say Kriya Shema at night? Well, then we all understand. Obviously, that's asa because it clearly looks like Beis Shammai. But if I merely sit down and I don't lie down, then would I say then that it appears that he's practicing like Beis Shammai? The Torah, no, because Beis Shammai never said you're supposed to sit down. He said u'b'shach b'cha means you're supposed to lie down. The Loshna of the Mishnah Brura over here is a bit tricky. He says, Aval ba'arvis ein loy lahatois v'leishev. What does lahatois mean? Lahatois means to lean, to incline yourself, v'leishev. So merely to sit on a chair perhaps would be permissible at night, meaning you're standing up, and you now decide, one second, I want to say Krishma, I want to sit down. Perhaps that would be mutter, because then that does not appear like Beis Shammai. It's only asa if it is lahatois v'leishev. You're somehow leaning down, maybe let's say on a couch, you're sitting in an inclined position. That would be awesome.
He doesn't mean like to lean on a wall or something, like lean against the wall. I mean, actually, it's not two separate things. They go together. Like,
yeah, lahatois v'leishev.
The vid doesn't mean all.
No.
Because you think you come first you sit, then you lean, not lean and sit. But
good question. It's a good question. That's why this Loshna of the Mishnah Brura is a bit puzzling to me. So it turns out in conclusion, at least with regard to Kriya Shema in the morning, that if you are sitting down, and of course, this is the normal position, after Yishtabach, you sit down, If you are sitting down, you should remain seated for Kriya Shema.
It's also the normal position at night to go from Borchu standing to sitting for Shema.
The Poskim say that's why, we'll see this in a moment, if you sit down immediately after Borchu, you're okay. Because then it doesn't appear you're doing anything like Beishamai, because I sat down for the brachas. But if for some reason the chair wasn't available until Shema, then you might be in trouble if you sit down. We're going to see this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, just before we turn to the Shulchan Aruch in Chelek Beis, which talks about Kriya Shema at night, let's just see one more Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Go to Sif Gimel, which we referred to yesterday. Because this is a very, very, very negeya shaila with regard to traveling. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, have a look at the Shulchan Aruch and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Hoya mahalech baderech. If somebody was walking along the path, v'rot salikreis kriya shema tzorech la'amoid b'posuk rishon. What does la'amoid over here mean? La'amoid doesn't mean he has to stand up.
Stop.
It means he has to stop. Why only for the Pasuk Rishon? Because for the Pasuk Rishon, you have to have extra kavon. If you remember, we said yesterday, that even though in Sif Aleph it says that Kriya Shema could be recited standing or sitting or walking, the very first Mishnah Berurah in the entire Siman said, Ayin lekamon b'Sif Gimel. Have a look later on in Sif Gimel. What did he mean? Because in Sif Gimel, you'll see, yes, even though you are permitted to say Kriya Shema whilst walking, but not for the first pasuk. So have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. And you've gotten tes. Hoya mahalech afal gav, even though dele el sif aleph, even though above we saw in sif aleph mashma, it would seem to be clearly implied the min hadin mutter likrois keshehu mahalech. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph clearly stipulated that you are allowed to say Kriya Shema whilst walking. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's no contradiction to Sif Gimel, because Mikol Mokay mitzvah min hamuvchar. It is the best possible mitzvah, la'amoy, to stop and be stationary, static, b'shas posuk rishon, dehu ikar Kriya Shema. Lafi, because she'enoi meyushuv kol kach. What does meyushuv mean? A person doesn't have yishuv hadas. It's difficult to fully concentrate whilst you're walking, whilst you're traveling. Ve'enoi yochay lechaven. And it will be difficult for him, therefore, to have proper intention. Kishuhu mahalach. Kasher hoyo yoshev. As opposed to if you just sit down for a moment. Ubediyeved, however, in Korah Kishu Mahalach, if Bediyeved, a person did recite Kriya Shema whilst walking, meaning even the first Pasuk, Einoi Tzorech Lachzer Velikris. You do not need to repeat Shmon Ezra. And, you know, on occasion I have seen, and it upsets me to see, you see somebody, for example, come to davening late, comes at the back, and he's sort of strolling around during the whole of davening. With a siddur, without a siddur, wandering around, just getting davening done. So besides for the fact that obviously it's considered disrespectful to tefillah and to the shul, but halachically it's a severe problem, because if he's walking around whilst he says the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, then invariably he will not be able to mechaven properly at all. So certainly, at least for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you should stop.
This is reminiscent of what I've heard, that people should stand still while saying Asher Yatzar.
Very good point. Essentially, this is true for everything. It's a big nisayin sometimes, I must be honest. Person comes to Brach of Asher Yatzar, and you're in a big hurry to go here, there, and everywhere. And if we've been makabal on ourselves, Asher Yatzar does not take long, 20 seconds or so, maybe less, maybe more, just to stay stationary in that area, then I think it would be clearly a very big chizuk. Obviously, if one did not do so, when one said Asher Yatzar, you are clearly Yotze the bracha, as we just saw. Even the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you are Yotze. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now, the next Sifkot and Yud. Tzarech la'amoid, you have to stop for the first pasuk. Rotza lo'ima, what does that mean? Lehis'akev b'mokim echad. Remember we said that the word la'amoid could be translated in two words, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out to us. La'amoid over here doesn't mean stand. It means stand still. Lehis'akev b'mokim echad. And you are allowed then when you decide to stop either to say the Kriya Shema standing or sitting. Even for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Now again, this is now revisiting the point we just mentioned before. You're not allowed to be machmir like Beis Shammai. So what exactly is considered being machmir for Beis Shammai, or at least looking like you're being machmir for Beis Shammai? And the answer is, if I'm initially standing, and then I would lie down, or perhaps, as we mentioned, even if you would sit down. In this particular circumstance, however, the person was never standing up in the first place. What was he doing? He was walking. There is a very big difference between going from traveling to sitting as opposed to going from standing to sitting. If you are standing, you may not sit. If you are traveling, you may sit. What's the difference? The difference is obvious. When you're standing and I see you sitting, I think to myself, one moment, what was wrong with staying standing? It must be that he wants to be machmir like Beis Shammai. That's why it's osur to do. Masha'en came when he was traveling and then he sat down. I don't have that question anymore. Why did he not say Kriya Shema in his previous position? Because he was walking. You're not supposed to walk when you say Kriya Shema. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says now.
Wasn't the case where Tarfon, he was traveling and he... Did he lie down, or I guess is it because he lie down?
Correct. Va'afilu lekriya shema shel arvis, even the kriya shema of arvis, the dafka im mashane. It's only if you change me'amida liyeshiva, if you change your position from standing to sitting, that is asur lekriya shema shel arvis. Why? Mishum dinirash oisaka beishamai, because it would appear that you are doing like beishamai masha'inke mehalicha. But from changing from walking the yeshiva, that's okay. So as Rabbi David rightly points out, at one moment, didn't we see a case in the Mishnah where Rabbi Tarfon says, I was traveling along the path and I lay down and I ended up in big trouble. So I think we're going to have to say, like Rabbi David said, that's worse because he actually lay down, not just sat down. Says the Mishnah Berurah, now look at this, this is very negei l'halacha. V'yoyishev b'koroin, if somebody is sitting in a carriage, as in there's a horse and cart, oy b'sfina, or a boat, einoy tzorich la'amoid, he does not need to stop the horse and cart. Or if he's in the boat, he does not need to stop the boat. Why? The yuchal lechavein heitev, because he is able to have pure intentions and properly have kavana even in a position like that. Now, let's stop for a moment and then we'll see the end of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sitting on a boat, on a horse and cart, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you're going to consider that a hoylech baderech, says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Hoylech baderech means you are walking. And when a person is walking, he's preoccupied with his walking. So by definition, he will not have kavana on Kriya Shema. But when you're sitting on a boat, or you're sitting on a horse and cart, then actually you're not doing anything at all. You're not preoccupied with anything. So the question would be, what does that mean if I'm sitting in the back of the car as well? L'chayr will be exactly the same halacha. I'm sitting on a train, or somebody's driving a car and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, I could say Kriya Shema. But what about the driver himself?
No, come on.
Maybe that's what Mishnah Berurah means. Carry on the Mishnah Berurah. If you are actually riding an animal, then it's subject to a machlokes between achreinim v'nochoin lahachmir, and the correct thing is to be machmir. Now, if he means, because whilst riding the animal, you're the one with the reins in your hand, and therefore you are preoccupied, so maybe the same would be whilst you're driving. So we would have to make a distinction between the driver and the passenger. Unless what he means is something else. Whilst you're riding an animal, you're preoccupied because you're worried you're going to fall off. So maybe if you're driving a car, you don't have that. I'm not sure. Either way, certainly I think lechatchila lahalacha, one should not recite Kriya Shema whilst driving. Now, on occasion, you may not have a choice. Mm-hmm. Imagine you have to take an emergency journey, wherever it may be, and you look at your watch and you say, one moment, it's 1 minute left to Seif Zman Kriya Shema. And for whatever reason, he cannot stop. He's in an ambulance on the way to hospital, Chas V'Shalom. He's on the way to the airport to catch a flight. Every second is of essence. So what would we say then? Recite Kriya Shema, even if you're the one driving. Because all of this is nochein lahachmir. And as we said before, clearly, even if a person literally is walking, never mind driving, even if he's walking, the Mishnah Berurah clearly told us that, yes, you should have stopped. But if you didn't, b'dieved, you are definitely yetzer Kriya Shema. So halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi said this is very, very important. Negi halacha lemaaseh, if you find yourself traveling, of course, lechatchila, it's not a good thing. One should stop, one should concentrate. But if, for whatever reason, one cannot, then you should say Kriya Shema as you are positioned, even if you are the driver. Now, if we're anywhere on the subject, I think we should just continue one more sif, although to be honest, this was not the Gemara that we just learned, but I think it's so critical that I think we should learn one more sif over here. And remember, we still have to go over to Shiburah Chele Beis. I'm not sure if we'll do so today. We'll see. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dala. This is absolutely critical, and I cannot speak for other people, but I know that I need a chizuk in this. Ika hakavona who be pasuk rishon, says the Shulchan Aruch. The tragic irony is that because we say Kriya Shema so often every day of our life, so perhaps we just get stuck into a rut and we almost say it without concentration. Ikara kavona who be pasuk rishon. Hilchach, says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore I'm turning over the page. Im kara, if you recited Kriya Shema v'loi kivein liboi, and you did not, however, have kavana, the pasuk rishon, loi yotso yedei chivasoi, v'choizer v'koiri, and you'd have to recite Kriya Shema once again. Not only that, va'afilu leman da'omar mitzvahs einon tzriches kavona, nonetheless, moide hocha. We know very well that there is a machlokes whether mitzvahs need kavona or not. We actually paskin the mitzvahs do need kavona, certainly in mitzvahs da'iraisa. But even according to the opinion that mitzvahs do not need kavona, but over here, everybody admits that you need kavona. It's that important.
Isn't that a different use of the? Let's say you have in mind, I'm now being the kind of Mr. Sage Rice or saying Kriya Shema Zman, then I space out.
Right.
I'm not thinking.
There's two separate kavanas over here. Maybe this is what you're referring to, David. There's one kavana that I hereby intend to be Makayim the mitzvah of Deraisa. Under those circumstances, even if you, as you call it, space out, you would be Yotzi. Then we're talking about a different kavana. And what is that? Kavana, when you say Kriya Shema, is not just I'm hereby being Mekayim the mitzvah, but rather Kavana of what am I actually saying. For example, if I shake a lulav, I have to have Kavana. So I have to stop and think to myself, I'm hereby taking a lulav in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Now, there are certainly very deep inyonim behind the mitzvah of lulav, and if somebody is aware of them and he's able to think them, wonderful. But if you don't, that's fine. You're not obligated to think about the deeper meaning of lulav. When it comes, however, to Kriya Shema, in addition to the kavana, which simply says, I'm hereby being Mekayim the mitzvah, I do have to think about the meaning of the words. And it's so critical that if I don't have that kavana, I'm not yet to the mitzvah, for the very simple reason, because that was the entire mitzvah. The entire mitzvah is not merely just to say words. The mitzvah is to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shomayim. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. I know we're veering off a little bit, but it's very, very important. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom line, B'posag Rishayim, U'boruch Shem, Kvoid Malchus Elo'ilom Voed, B'chlal Posag Rishayim Hu. So when we talk about the person who's walking along the street, and he needs to now stop, how much does he need to stop for? Says the Mishnah Berurah, not just for Shema, but also for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, V'yeish Machmirim. And some are Machmir, and they said, no, it's more than that. It's Ad Al Levavecho. V'ohavto es Hashem Alekecho b'chol levavecho v'chol nafshecho v'chol meidecho, until the words Al Levavecho. Where does it say the words Al Levavecho?
After the Hayadrim.
Al Levavecho is almost the entire first paragraph. So according to it's much, much more. Al Levavecho is the second pasuk where it says, V'hoyu advarim o'eira asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim Al Levavecho. So it's another two psukim. It says four altogether. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everybody agrees. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elo'ilom Voed. Everybody agrees. The Yesh Machmirim, that it's a further two psukim. V'ohavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha. And fourthly, v'hoyu advarim, etc., etc. Mitzavecha hayoyim al levavecha. So that's four psukim. That's quite a bit. Umisham vahola, and from then onwards, muta likroiso. Then you would indeed be allowed to recite Kriya Shema Bahalicha or Bahamida, however you choose. Like Rabbi Eliyahu David pointed out before. Certainly it's never a great thing to be strolling around while saying anything. Ashayotza Kriya Shema. Now have a look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. This is similar to the Shaila that Rav David asked. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel, Lo Yotza, scary halacha, that if you did not have kavana, you're not yotze, afilu, even if im koidem shehischil likrois, even if before beginning to recite Kriya Shema nischavein lekayim b'hakriya, he clearly had intention to be mekayim whilst reciting Kriya Shema, ha mitzvahs asay de Kriya Shema. Mikol mokin, kol shabemtza. If in the middle, yes, I had that kavana before I began, but if in the middle, pono libo ledvarim achirim, his heart turned to other matters, hare loy kibel olov malchus shomayim, then that is not considered to have accepted upon himself Malchus Shomayim Bahaskoma Saleh with a full heart, because his heart was elsewhere. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'choizer V'koirei B'lachash. Second time, when he says Kriya Shema, he should say it quietly. Why? This is a whole complicated halacha. If I've said Kriya Shema aloud, and I suddenly realize I didn't have kavon, and I say Kriya Shema aloud again, what will people think? The Chas v'Shalom, you'll be makabel on yourself, two gods. They don't know that the reason why I'm saying Kriya Shema a second time round is because I didn't have kavona first time round. So therefore, the second time round, you should say it quietly. On the next line says the Mishnah Berurah, tremendous chiddush. V'afilu im kvar kora kol parashu shema. V'hoyo im shemoya. This person sailed on merrily. V'achakach, it's only afterwards that Nizkar, he remembered Shaloi Kora Posik Rishon Bekavona. Sorry, Lachzor Velikrois Kol Aparsha. Shema. Why do I have to read the whole parsha of Shema again? Why can't I just read that first Posuk or first two Posuk? And the answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Dehim lo yikro rak Posuk Arishon. And have a kakoire le mafreya de ino yaitse. Then that's like reading backwards. Are you allowed to start saying Kriya Shema in the middle of the first parasha? And the answer is no, you cannot. So if the first posuk that you read was said without intention, then basically you didn't say that posuk. So it's not going to help now to go back and merely say that posuk and leave the rest, because then it means you said the second half of that parasha before the first. Therefore, you're going to have to recite the whole parasha again. V'im nizkar, says the Mishnah Berurah, be'emtza parashas v'hoyo im shemoya. And what happens if you remembered in the middle of v'hoyo im shemoya? So yigmoir, he should finish that second parasha, ad v'yoyma, and then v'yaschil v'yikro shema ad v'hoyo im shemoya. And then the Yachzel of Parshas Vayema. So in the middle of Parsha number two, he remembers, he'll finish that, he'll go back to Parsha number one, and then go to Parsha number three. Says the final Mishnah Berurah, Moida Hocha, everybody would admit over here that if you didn't have Kavon, you're definitely not Yaitse. Why? Da Falpi Che'ein Mischaven Lot Seis Boyidei Mitzvah. Because even if you didn't have kavana to be yates of the mitzvah, and maybe that in theory could be negotiable, I'll call upon him. But in all circumstances, tzarech kavanas halev b'chol posuk rishon. But you definitely need kavanas halev in the first posuk, kedei sheyekabel olav oil malchus shamayim. And therefore, this is something that needs a chizuk. Especially in Elul, as we look ahead to Rosh Hashanah, which is all about being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that essentially is what Shema is all about, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. When we talk about on Rosh Hashanah coronating the king, it's a very difficult notion to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need us to coronate him. Whether we do or don't coronate him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech nonetheless. So what it means to coronate the king means to accept his malchus upon myself. And that's exactly what I'm doing every single day when I say Kriya Shema. It's so important, as we've just seen, that if I don't fully understand the words, not yet to the mitzvah. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, tomorrow we will move over to the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Beis and then move back into the sukkah. Meanwhile, everyone should have a wonderful day, Mitzvah Hashem.